society that they're too able for it. I run into this over my own dinner table. I once had the effrontery to suggest to my 14-year-old that among the things she might be good at might be school teaching. Whereupon my wife, the doctor, stricken at this prospect of downward mobility in the Finn family, practically told me to wash my mouth out with soap. And I have subsequently been obliged to offer my daughter career counseling when my wife is away operating on something. Final point. There are some other political agendas that get in the way of educational excellence in American schools. Not necessarily because of a direct clash with the concept of excellence, but because they absorb the attentions of the educators and the energies to change things. Currently, and to me by far the most worrisome of these rival political agendas in the educational system, is the effort both to deepen and then exploit the fears that children have of nuclear war as a means of accelerating the nuclear freeze movement via the schools. Now, this is not the only one. It's the one that I find the most irreprehensible and also the most active at the moment. Well, I promised you 10 points. That's 10. They leave me gloomy, but not with a sense of hopelessness. We are, at this moment, in the most fertile period in a very long while for those who hope for educational improvement. I do worry, though, about what's going to happen to it when the lay leaders of the current reform movement turn their attention to other matters and leave this entirely in the hands of the professionals. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr.